Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Minutes before 10 o'clock on Wisconsin's Morning News. Eric Bilsted, Vince Vetrano here taking you up to 9 o'clock. That's when we hand it over to Steve Scafidi and Greg Matzik. We'll take you to noon. And then Dom Catronio with Brewers warm-up at noon. Pre-game show at 12:30 for the 110 first pitch from American Family Field. When I was living up in Green Bay, we did an opening day. I was doing this radio show. Worked in TV and radio in Green Bay. And my radio show was a sports show with my guy John Mino. So okay. If anybody knows the Green Bay market, they know John Mino. He's been there for decades. Just a fixture and a great sportscaster and all of this stuff. So I'm sidekicking. It was Mino and the Vin Man, right? And I was the Vin Man.
Very nice.
So we decide we're going to do this opening day bus trip. We're going to go. We partnered with The Bar. If folks know Green Bay, there's a couple of locations. So we're doing The Bar in Green Bay, and we take this opening day trip down to, I think it was still County Stadium when we did it, and it was one of the most amazing experiences that
you're gonna end it there, right?
Well, I have to because I want to go back out to the ballpark because we got another player guest joining us right now. Infielder Oliver Dunn is on the line with Wisconsin's Morning News on this opening day. Oliver, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate you being with us.
Absolutely, thanks for having me on.
Hey, man, I know probably offensively not the weekend that you wanted out there in New York, but again, listening and watching yesterday, really felt like you fielded your position well at third base. A couple of really nice plays. You feel good about how your season is starting out?
Yeah, definitely. I felt like I had some good ABs. I hit some balls well yesterday. Volpe made that play up the middle, which was pretty crazy.
Man, you hit that hard. That you got robbed.
Yeah, and, I hit the one before on the barrel, so I thought, I liked where my bats were and definitely liked the defense. It was good to get out there and kind of get the firsts out of the way. Obviously, it didn't go how we wanted as a team, but, happens. Part of the game.
Speaking of barrels, you going to put in an order for some of those new torpedo bats?
I might, yeah. I'm thinking about it. They look cool. I mean, I don't think it's as big a deal as it's being made out to be, but if it can give you a little bit of an advantage, then for sure it's worth trying.
Talking with Brewers infielder Oliver Dunn. He's live with us here on your home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ. What's going on in there right now? Like, are guys, it's still hours before game time. So what is happening with your fellow players right now?
Yeah, we're just getting here, getting ready for the game. I think it's the arrival last night, turnaround to a day game is a little tougher. So guys are just getting the bodies warm and getting ready. Everyone's, feeling the energy. Opening day at home is nice, which makes that's a little better for the earlier games. Everyone's ready and excited to get in front of our fans. But it's just kind of getting warm, getting the body ready to go.
Does it seem odd to roll in so early and see that there are already fans tailgating outside?
It's awesome. We love to see that, bringing the energy. Everyone here is excited as we are, but it is kind of funny making your way in at 7:45, 8 in the morning, and you get beat to the park by fans. It's cool, though.
We had guys, Oliver, our news guy was out in the outside of the ballpark, and he was interviewing people who were claiming they were there since 4 a.m.
Wow. That's commitment.
Yeah.
It's cold out there, so I don't know. That's crazy. Get you some good coffee and food, though, I guess. It'll be all right.
Yeah, I'm sure they got something. We're going with that.
Before you became a major leaguer, Oliver, tell us about some opening days that were special for you, going out there or watching your teams and just being a kid who loved baseball.
Yeah, I grew up in Utah, so I never really had a team that I followed super closely. But I always, opening day is an exciting time for everybody. Just, spring is starting, fans are going, you get excited to watch all your favorite players play, and just excited to watch kind of how the marathon of the season unfolds. I think it's just a cool start to the year and helps you realize, it's baseball season for a long time now. You got a lot of baseball for the next couple months.
Who was your hero when you were a kid? Who is your baseball hero?
I think Dustin Pedroia was probably my favorite player. Just, being a little bit of an undersized guy myself, just loved the way he played the game and things that way. There's a lot of guys that I loved watching play. Actually, I love watching Ricky play when he was here. Ricky and those Brewers teams were fun with, all those guys. So I bounced around a lot. I wouldn't say I had any more than Dustin. I was kind of year by year which players were playing well, I guess. A little bit of a bandwagon.
And nothing wrong with that. Did you have a poster of him, or like what?
With Dustin, I even had like, I know he wrote a book, and I always had that book in my room when I was stuff when I was little.
Have you met him?
He just recently, actually. He talked to us right before we left, and that was the first time I gotten to meet him. It was pretty surreal. It was definitely one of those moments where I was like, oh wow, that's like the guy I looked up to my whole life. There he is. Yeah, it's cool.
So Pat Murphy obviously had a very successful run as manager. Does he have a nickname for you? We talk to him weekly, and he's always dropping nicknames for everybody. What does he call you?
It's kind of switched. I don't know that he's got one right now. I think last year it was Oscar, which I wasn't sure where he got that
Did
one
Did he
from.
Maybe just not know your name?
That's what I thought for a while. But I don't know that I've got anything super unique so far this year. I'll have to see. I'll have to pay more attention, though, see if he's sneaking something in there.
I mean, do most guys call you Ollie, or?
I think most guys in our clubhouse should call me, like, Dunner. Ollie's okay. Cool, though, too. I know that's what our announcers call me. I mean, I'm easy. I'll go with whatever. It's the only thing it never is Oliver. I don't think I've ever been called my full name.
So what's your walk-up music going to be starting the season?
Do you know, I'm still deciding.
Really?
I know, a little bit of a late decision. I think I've got a few in mind, but I'm not sure quite what I'm feeling yet. I might use a couple, so we'll see.
How often can you switch it? Like, is that like a day by day? Can you like submit the little form, send it through HR?
You can switch it as much as you want, really. I mean, probably gets a little annoying to the people running it if you do it all the time, but they're pretty good about, as long as you get it to them a couple hours before the game, they'll get it in there and get it rolling for you.
Vince and I are constantly enjoying the game ops people. Like, everything that's up on the stadium screen, I just feel like they do such a great job. They're snarky to the other team. They kind of rib everybody a little bit. Like, it seems like it's good natured, but also can have a little punch to it. Do you guys see that? Do you appreciate that? Is that different than other stadiums?
I think so. I think they do a great job of kind of like that fan engagement stuff here. And obviously with our video board being so cool and right in the way, like right in the middle, it's easy to kind of notice that stuff. And they do fun segments, like, you know, all the like ask the players questions and all those kind of things. I think they do a really good job.
Is that fun for you, Ollie, like as a player? Or is it just like, I don't know, I got to do one more thing here with the team. I'm supposed to sit down and talk about my favorite food or my favorite this, right?
Well, we hit it all pretty much on the same day in spring training, so I think it is kind of cool. Like, at the time when you do it, you know, it's a little bit mundane because it's spring training at all the meetings, all that stuff, but I think when you get to see it out on the board here and kind of see how it comes to life is definitely cool, and, you know, you hope you have one of the ones that the fans really like to get involved with.
Well, and then also, you get to see what everybody else answered and then make fun of guys,
that
right?
Too.
Right.
Yeah.
Oliver Dunn is an infielder for your Milwaukee Brewers. Hey, really looking forward to seeing this season for you and for this team. But I know you have high hopes for yourself, and we do too. So really appreciate the time to Ollie.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Happy home opener.
9:48.
Yes, let's go.
On Wisconsin's Morning News, your home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ, our opening day coverage presented by Woodman's.